Support for KPLU comes from Metropolitan Market's Local Tastes Best event. Metropolitan Market's butchers are in-store 7 days a week to provide custom cuts of all prime and choice-grade Northwest beef. More about local ranchers and varieties of Northwest beef at metropolitan-market.com.
Well, Nancy, a little while ago when the lovely and talented Cheryl DeGroote was out of town, I made this insanely hot Sichuan rib recipe that I happened to find in Saviour magazine. It's called Luau Ribs, and they're triple-cooked spare ribs, they call them. You marinate them overnight in wine and five spices, and then they are cooked with a lot of different spices and stuff and an insane amount of hot stuff, like 10 cloves of garlic, 4 dried chili d'arbol, which are pretty hot, 6 of those nasty little Thai chilies, and 1/2 cup, I repeat, 1 full 1/2 cup of Sichuan red chili oil. I said, this is insane. I'll invite Kevin Kniestad over and see if he can handle it. And I followed the recipe exactly, and it was so hot that it just melted our heads, and we loved it. We could not stop eating, but it was killing us.
Okay, hot stuff. That all's well and good and exciting, and you're sweating, and you are having like a manpower evening with Kniestad. But in my house, we make fabulous Chinese barbecued baby back ribs in an hour. An hour. There's none of that marinated, simmered, deep fried, whatever. It is a very simple recipe that I took out of Gourmet years ago, and I love this stuff. It's chopped ginger, garlic, soy sauce. You put them in a blender, and then you add some hoisin and a little honey, right? And you just baste the goodies with that, and you put them on a rack in the oven, about 400 degrees, and about halfway through, you turn them over. And at the very end, you save out some of that nice glaze, and you put it over the top, and you put it under the broiler. It works like a charm. So you have a fabulous rib dinner. I mean, just walk in, turn the oven on to 400, dinner in an hour.
Oh, I don't know. I'm dubious about this, Ms. Leeson. I use a similar recipe, although I don't blend things in the blender. I use Molly Stevens' recipe, actually, from her All About Roasting. And that calls for like an overnight marinade, and also add a little whiskey. And she goes with a very low temperature, only about, I think, 325. And then, as you do, finish them under the broiler to put a little bit of a char.
Nice caramelization, yeah.
Yeah. Can you really get any kind of flavor without marinating them?
I think you can, because it's a nice that hoisin thickens up the sauce. Yeah. We eat that all the time, Stein. I think probably once a month I make.
I think sometime we ought to have a Cantonese rib roast off, and I think mine will triumph.
Personally, I think we should get on a plane together, go back east, and have some of those wonderful spare ribs of my childhood, the Chinese spare ribs with the duck sauce that I remember oh so fondly.
And they were bigger than the little guys that you get.
They were enormous.
Yeah.
The first time I saw ribs out here, I'm thinking, this isn't a Chinese spare rib. What are those little tiny things with bones in them?
They were wonderful. And, you know, that was really one of the reasons I got interested in cooking, and especially in learning Cantonese cooking, because you can never get enough at the restaurant. I wanted to make them myself as good as the restaurant, only a lot more. Same with egg rolls, too. And now I can do it, and I'm really fat. Well, I'll post a link to the Gourmet magazine rib recipe Nancy uses, and I'll stroke in the one from Molly Stevens' All About Roasting that I like, as well as a link to that hellish Saviour Sichuan rib recipe I mentioned at the beginning of this episode. Try them all, compare them, let us know what you think. You'll find them at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy, I don't do no marinating, Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.